Morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news are read by Jonas Yanta. Nagaland Commissioner and Secretary for Health and Family Welfare, Anup Kinchi, on Monday held a meeting with the National Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program, NVP-DCP, to take stock of dengue preparedness in the state, emphasizing that all precautionary measures must be taken by the public for the prevention of dengue. Kinchi noted that Nagaland currently has few dengue cases this year. However, for the prevention of any vector-borne diseases, he urged the public to maintain clean surroundings by eliminating stagnant water to reduce mosquito breeding sites, wear long sleeves, and use long-lasting insecticidal nets and repellents to prevent mosquito bites. Kinchi specifically pointed out stagnant water in cups used during rubber plantations in Wokai and Dimapur, and directed officials to notify the districts to take precautionary measures. He also inquired about the status of the dengue helpline, hospital preparedness, and the distribution of long-lasting insecticidal nets. State Program Officer and Joint Director of NVP-DCP, Dr. Nisako Gere, reported that while there was a dengue outbreak last year, with 4,943 positive cases, this year only 16 cases have been reported so far. He attributed the decrease to effective advocacy and awareness campaigns focused on source reduction. Dr. Gary informed that NVP-DCP teams in the districts are actively conducting awareness programs and checking domestic breeding sites to remove mosquito larvae. He noted that serotypes 1 and 2 were detected during last year's outbreak. An initiative of the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 2.0, was officially launched yesterday by Deputy Commissioner Mon Ajit Kumar Verma at Holy Cross School, Mon. The program was organized by the District Tobacco Control Cell, Mon. During the launching program, Verma said the main aim of the campaign is to target the youth, as the youth are the most vulnerable section. He said that tobacco, drugs and liquor consumption are defined as social evil, and the chemicals containing narcotics are dangerous for human health. He challenged the students to be strong in their determination and stay away from social evils. Junior Dental Surgeon, District Hospital Mon, Dr. Lingam Gonyag, led in the pledge of Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 2.0. In the recently concluded Global Food Regulators Summit 2024, Nagaland has packed special recognition for its overall performance on various parameters of food safety in the State Food Safety Index 2023-24. The summit was held from 19 to 21st of this month in New Delhi. Among the northeastern hilly states, Nagaland is the lone awardee. Food Safety Index is based on performance of states and union territories on 5 significant parameters, namely human resources and institutional data, compliance, food testing, infrastructure and civilians, training and capacity building, consumer empowerment, and FSSAI initiatives. Speaker of Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Sharingan Lonkoma, has been selected as member of the Executive Committee of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA, India Region. The Executive Committee of CPA, Indian Region, comprises of 6 to 7 members selected from amongst the speakers of all India, headed by the Speaker of Lok Sabha. Lonkoma was selected during the 10th CPA, India Region Conference, held in the Parliament House, New Delhi, from Monday and concluded yesterday. NLA Speaker Lonkoma, Deputy Speaker S. Doeho Yepto, along with NLA Secretary-in-Charge Rohit Tonio Rio, attended the conference. And in the race for the prestigious Dr. T.R. Trophy 2024 that reached its final stages, Newland, Beren, Prensang and Mon are advancing in the semifinals after a day of thrilling quarterfinal action at Loyem Memorial Astro Turf Ground, Prensang. In the quarterfinal matches, Newland defeated Zunobudo 3-1. Beren continued their impressive run, securing a 2-0 victory over Peck. Prensang, who had been a fortress throughout the tournament, continued their flawless defensive form with a 1-0 victory over Norfolk. Mon edged past Mukokchung in a nail-biting encounter by a solitary goal. The stage is now set for the semi-finals, where Newland will face Tlemcen, while Perrin will take on Mon. The semi-finals will be played today. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.